Chapter 5. Nar Shadda, 18 years before the Battle of Yavin. Viss and Heat came through the door to the waiting room and walked directly over to where Bami was sitting.
All right, mechanic. He'll see you now.
Bami Dupree knew Viss from school, before Viss had been expelled and taken a job as one of Reg Taunt's bodyguards. Bami knew Heat, too. After his short stint at tech school, he'd worked on some of Heat's skimmers and sloops. Bami started for the door the two bodyguards had come through, but Viss stuck an arm out to hold him back, and Heat threw him a bathrobe.
He's taking a massage and a steam,
Viss explained, while Bami was staring blankly at the robe. He motioned with his chin to a small refresher off to one side of the waiting room.
You can change in there.
Bami was a head shorter than Viss and Heat, and 50 kilos lighter. And because most of the beings who came to visit Reg Taunt were closer to the size of the bodyguards, the robe fell off Bami's narrow shoulders and trailed on the floor when he emerged from the fresher. He cinched it around his frame the best he could while two Claduinians seated in the waiting room tried to keep from laughing. Viss pointed to Bami's balled-up clothing.
Leave those in the fresher and follow us.
Beyond the door, Reg Taunt's villa was even tackier than the waiting room, crammed with bric-a-brac of the sort that filled Nar Shadda's junk emporiums. But while only 10 years older than Bami, Taunt was an up-and-coming crime boss with a taste for the finer things. Bami didn't doubt that Taunt would one day be living as lavishly as a hut. Bami followed his bulky former school acquaintances through several enormous, though empty, rooms, across a courtyard adorned with foliage imported from Ithor and columns from Coruscant, and down several broad stone stairways to a gaming room piled high with decades-old ovide wheels, sabacc tables, and dance cages. Half a dozen humans and aliens were busy at cleaning tasks. Bami hadn't seen a droid since he showed himself to the front gate scanner 2 hours earlier. Viss wrapped his huge hand against the jamb of an old wooden door, and someone opened it from the far side, clouds of steam wafting from the room beyond. The supersaturated heat struck Bami like a ton of permablocks. The steam was so thick he couldn't see his pointed nose in front of him, and in seconds sweat was streaming into his eyes and dripping from his small chin. He was moving his hand in front of his face as if to part the steam when a deep voice boomed from somewhere in the mist.
Over here, mechanic.
Bami followed the sound to where Reg Taunt was lying supine on a table, rolls of water-storing fat avalanching off his naked torso, his thick arms being massaged by three comely human females. An Askagian, Taunt was the eldest son of a family of Tamuan cloth traders. He had come to Nar Shadda as a child and never left. Taunt gestured to the adjacent massage table.
You want a rub?
Bami started to decline, but the crime boss cut him off.
Of course you do. Doff the robe and set your skinny human body on the table. I've already instructed my femmes not to make fun of you.
Bami did as instructed. At 20 standard years old, he was already in poor shape, but he was certain the trio of masseuses had seen worse in their line of work. If nothing else, his body was absent the blaster scar tissue and elaborate tattoos common to most of Taunt's employees. Flat on his stomach, Bami discreetly lowered the robe to the floor. The femme's slick hands felt good on his tense shoulders, he had to admit.